This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And if you analyze the Quran gives the criteria of Almighty God to judge a human being in Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49, verse number 13, where it says, يَا أَيُّوَ النَّاسُ إِنَّ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكْرٍ وَأُنْسَ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. O humankind, we have created you from a single pair of male and female, and have divided you into nations and tribes, so that you shall recognize each other, not that you shall despise each other. And the most honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person who has taqwa. The only criteria for Almighty God to differentiate one human being above other, it is not sex, it's not caste, it's not color, it's not wealth, it's not age, but it is taqwa. It is God consciousness, it is piety, it's righteousness. The only criteria for Almighty God to differentiate one human being above the other, it is God consciousness, it is piety, it is righteousness, it is never sex. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 195, never will I suffer the loss of any of you, be it male or female, you are partners unto one another. Almighty God says, never will I let any of your work go waste, irrespective whether you are a male or a female, you are partners unto one another.